This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, I have kind of a dilemma, and I'm hoping, I don't know if this is something that you'll be able to reach out and help me with, just because I've called about my daughter before and her special gifts in regards to, and I know you have so many phone calls, so perhaps you don't remember this, but she actually gets visited in her dreams by someone that has passed away that my husband had went to school with, lost touch with, knew she passed away. Anyway, Lily, she tells Lily things that there's no way that Lily could know. So just very recently, the last couple months, this has been going on with Lily and the lady in her dream for, I don't know. I mean, Lily's always seen things. I know I mentioned that before, but as far as the lady in the dreams, I would have to really sit down and think about when all this began. But just here recently, Lily's had some, her health has taken its toll. And we have taken her to her pediatrician, even the hospital. They've ran tests. They've done ultrasounds. You know, we can't figure out what's going on. And the doctor keeps asking me, you know, perhaps anxiety at school, or perhaps it's this, you know. And she's not that type of child. She's almost to the point, and I said that God created Lily to be visited by a dead person and not be bothered and to be able to hear certain things because she's so vain. And to a degree, that helps her. She's able to focus on herself and realize things are a lot worse for everyone, no matter who you are, and life happens. You know, people die, people are born. She's very blunt about things. She's very focused on herself. She's very driven. So I thought that she was handling it really well. And now I'm wondering if perhaps it is, in fact, taking its toll on her health. I have asked her, you know, how she feels nonchalantly in regards to Dana, the lady that visits her, how she feels, you know, and does it not bother her? You know, I said, you know, that's really heavy for someone your age. And she's like, no, because I can tell her if it's something that's too much, I can say stop and she'll stop. Or I'll say, if I just don't want to know, I'll say, you know, I don't want to know. Like recently I lost an aunt and she said, Dana came to me and said that, you know, someone was going to pass away. And she said, I said, did you not want to know who? And she's like, no, I didn't want to look someone in the face and think this would be the last. And she said, because I knew it was coming very, very quickly. It was very unexpected. My aunt's very young. My connection really to my father. And she's like, I didn't want to think that, you know, that might be the last time I may be seeing someone on this earth forever. So she's like, so I, you know, gain and respect a lot of that. But we've also, very recently, there have been two people to come into her room. And I first heard them, and I was, like, knocking. When I heard it, the first time I thought it was just something that woke me up, knocking out, you know, and I wasn't sure if I was having a wake-up sleep. The second time, it woke me up, and then I heard it even after I woke up. And as I go to get up to go check on my children, if I have to, Lily meets me out in the hall, and she's like, oh, that's just the shadow people in my room. And then she later goes on to describe to me that there are two other people that have shown up. Dana has introduced them. She's not scared of them. There's nothing harmful. They just enjoy it. One's younger, and that's a whole other story. But I'm wondering if those two are maybe sucking some of her energy and making her feel bad because she's having a lot of issues with her stomach and just lethargic. I thought she had mono. Her levels, her AST levels are double what is normal, which is an indication of liver or kidney, both of those, everything's coming out fine, but the blood work is showing something's not right. So I'm just wondering if if there's someone, if I give you my email address, if there is some way you can maybe get me in touch with the right people, parents who have experienced something similar, I don't know. I just need some kind of support group and some kind of direction because I feel like I'm failing her as a parent. And, you know, especially with the upcoming health issues. My email address, I guess I should have emailed you. I'm sorry. My email address is lhwt1214@yahoo.com. Again, that's lhwt1214@yahoo.com. Any direction or any guidance or anyone you think that would help me or any group that I could maybe support group that I could get involved with that you know about on Facebook or anything, please just let me know. Because at this point, you know, I don't know if I don't want to tell the doctors that this may be what's affecting her health because I don't want them to think automatically, oh, she does have anxiety. She is making these things up. You know, I don't want them to be non-believers because I know, Lily, there's been too many things that are accurate and too many things that are real. And this happened, it's proven, and it's factual. And I know she's not lying. So I appreciate everything you guys do, and you have no idea how helpful it is just to listen to your podcast, regardless if you help me in this manner or not. I appreciate you so much, and have a blessed day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.